Though we've had a lot of rain last few days, Shiloh keeps getting asked in terms of turning on one's sprinklers for the season. Now, people want to obviously have nice lawns and landscaping and flowers, etc., outside their houses. So are you allowed to turn on the sprinklers on a system where they might run, they might be running on Shabbos? So this is an old Shiloh. It's not a new idea, but it's, you know, every year it comes up again, so I figured I'd discuss it for a minute. The issue is in terms of turning on the Shabbos clock to have things run on Shabbos, to have appliances inside the house run on Shabbos, to have appliances outside the house run on Shabbos. So when the Shabbos clocks first came out, Rav Moshe Feinstein was very opposed to these things, and he said that if Chazal were around today, they would make a gzeira asering the Shabbos clocks, and he thought it would be similar. It's pretty much similar to Amir La'akum, and people will be totally disgraceful towards Shabbos, and they'll just have everything running all the time, and everything will be just the same as if you were doing it yourself. So that's, you know, that is certainly a good taina, obviously, that Rav Moshe had, and certainly Rav Moshe's opinion is one to keep in mind. But most of the world did not really accept Rav Moshe's claim against the Shabbos clocks, and the vast overwhelming majority of the poskim do permit Shabbos clock usage for most things. So when we talk about setting anything on a Shabbos clock, really to set your sprinkler to violate the malacha of Zoreya versus to set your lights to if you have incandescent lights, which are very hard to come by nowadays, to violate the isser of Lo Sevar Oesh, or to violate the isser of using electricity on Shabbos, whatever that isser may be. So there's really no difference between the two. The only difference that might exist is the Gemara, in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, discusses the idea of beginning a malacha before Shabbos and having it continue into Shabbos. This is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai aser doing a malacha at the beginning of Shabbos and having it continue into Shabbos, whereas Beis Hillel is matir, and we have this all the time, where we start a malacha before Shabbos, even though the effective aspects of the malacha will continue into Shabbos, as long as we're not doing the malacha on Shabbos. We light Shabbos candles. We light the candles on Shabbos, before Shabbos, excuse me, and we have them burn, hopefully for a lengthy period of time on Shabbos. So there's nothing wrong with that. When it comes to certain malachos like Bishul, they made Gzeiris Midrabanan of Shia and Chazara, etc., where we have to follow the guidelines. But overall, there's no issur of starting a malacha before Shabbos or doing the malacha before Shabbos and having the effect benefit us on Shabbos. However, the Gemara there discusses a couple of cases where it's Avshamilsa, where it's a Zilzil Shabbos because it's a very loud and overt malacha that's going to be going on Shabbos, and therefore it has some relevancy for setting loud alarm clocks on Erev Shabbos. And, you know, in terms of things that will be very loud, running your dishwasher from before Shabbos, like the last thing you want to do before you light candles, you have all these dirty dishes from Erev Shabbos preparations, maybe you want to turn on your dishwasher Erev Shabbos. If you have a very loud dishwasher, some poskim frown upon that, even though obviously you did not turn on the dishwasher on Shabbos. I remember when I was a kid, when people wanted to record TV programs, or they wanted to record sporting events, so they would use a VCR, which it didn't make a ton of noise. If you went into the room, you could tell the VCR was playing. There was like a hum when the VCR played, since you didn't notice it when you were watching the video, but you noticed it when there was no video on it. It was just the VCR working. Nowadays, with the DVRs, you can't hear anything. It's a digital thing going on in the background. There's no evidence, as far as I know, that it's even happening at the time. Maybe there's a little light that goes on, but I can't imagine you would say that constitutes Avshamilsa, that there's a Zilzil Shabbos going on because somebody might see the light and they know that you're recording. I don't know. I guess that's a matter of opinion. But in the end of the day, we try to avoid those malachos which are loud and overt. So the question is, what about sprinkling your grass on Shabbos morning? Are you gonna have a sprinkler go on? You know, people set them to go on very early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. So generally speaking, these things happen very early. If you have a person wakes up early, even usually the Hashkama Minyan people don't wake up 5:30 in the morning on a Shabbos. They'll wake up 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. They're not going to, no one's going to notice that the malacha is being done. It's not going to disturb anybody. The sprinklers make a little bit of noise, but they don't make a lot of noise that's going to wake anybody up. Haraya, people run them every morning and nobody wakes up. So definitely there's room to be makel to say that you can run the sprinklers before people get up. If it's not in anybody's face that, that there's a malacha that was set to do from before Shabbos to be done on Shabbos, and most people who will see it also understand that it's not, it wasn't set, it wasn't turned on Shabbos, it wasn't set dafka to go on Shabbos, it's just on a cycle, whatever that cycle may be. So obviously, if you wanted to run it in the middle of the day when everybody's walking by, so that's a little bit more of a zilzal Shabbos than to run it in, you know, at the time when everybody's still sleeping. But it's hard to say that it would be completely usher in either case. But certainly there's room to be machmir. A, you want to be machmir like Rav Moshe Sheet and Shabbos clocks in general. So there's that room to be machmir there. And B, there's room to be machmir for the avshe milsa aspect that you don't want to be doing something loud or something very overt that people will see the malacha being done on Shabbos. So if you're going to do it, definitely best that it run early in the morning when there's not there aren't that, too many people around to see it. But best case scenario, you should probably try to set it so that it doesn't go on Shabbos and runs on the other days.